Earth, sky.
In early 2013, a new company called Deep Space Industries became the second company in about a year to join what's being called the New Asteroid Gold Rush.
Scientists have known for decades that there are rich fields of water and precious metals available in near-Earth asteroids. Now, for the first time, companies are seriously queuing up to be among the first to gather those resources. Deep Space Industries has announced plans to build what it calls the world's first fleet of commercial asteroid prospecting spacecraft.
Deep Space Industries' chairman is Rick Tumlinson, who signed up the world's first space tourist, led the team that took over the Mir space station, was a founding trustee of the XPRIZE, and more. His company has named its first class of spacecraft Firefly, and said the craft will be launched in 2015 on journeys that'll last 2 to 6 months.
Then, starting in 2016, Deep Space says it'll begin launching a larger craft called Dragonfly for round-trip visits to asteroids that'll bring back samples.
More than 900 new asteroids that pass near Earth are discovered every year. Deep Space said that those asteroids can be like the Iron Range of Minnesota was for the Detroit car industry last century, a key resource located near where it was needed.
In this case, the vision is to use metals and fuel from asteroids to expand the in-space industries of this century. We have more at earthsky.org. Search for asteroid mining. I'm Emily Howard.
And I'm Michael Brennan. EarthSky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.